Please join me in welcoming David A.R. White to the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday morning show. But before we get to David, I want to tell you about him. David has had a number of movies that he's been involved in, and he founded, as I said, PureFlix. And over the next several years after he founded PureFlix, he produced and starred in several films, including In the Blink of an Eye, Hidden Secrets, and The Moment After. In 2014, he co-starred as a pastor in the film God's Not Dead. He starred in and produced both sequels, God's Not Dead 2 and God's Not Dead, A Light in the Darkness. The fourth installment in the God's Not Dead series is God's Not Dead, We the People. It was released on October 4, 2021. And guess what, folks? I have a role in it. Let's welcome David A.R. White. Hey, David, how are you?
Hey, Judge. Nice to hear your voice.
Well, thank you. It's nice to hear your voice, too. It's a little early for you, but I appreciate it. Well, listen, let's talk about our movie together. I'm so excited to say I was in a movie. God's Not Dead, We the People, that was released and is available now. It is a movie that really is very much in the forefront of what's going on in this country in terms of homeschooling, what parents can teach, what the schools require. You know, we have seen with this last election in Virginia, the fact that, you know, the schools are looking to educate our kids to things that parents don't necessarily want to educate them. And now more and more parents are homeschooling. So why don't you tell the listeners what this movie is about?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because we didn't start out thinking we were going to do, you know, four movies in this franchise, first of all. But what we find is that every single time, we make a movie, it's like history and where we're living right now in our society just continues to garner a reason to make one of these movies. And
right.
So when this movie started, you know, the homeschooling really wasn't, I mean, it's about 2.5 million people, you know, had homeschooled their children. And so in the U.S. and, but here we go in 2020, we're in pre-production on this film. And all of a sudden, I didn't know much about homeschooling. I have three children, but all of a sudden, you know, we're all forced to be homeschooling parents. With the pandemic and everything
that
happened there.
It's more real than we thought it would be, David.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, and you know, and now it's doubled, obviously, in size. I think it's like 5 million plus. But this story is basically I reprise my role as Reverend Dave. Our church has a homeschooling co-op. We're visited by the county and told that if we don't comply to the regulations, their educational standards, then we will be fined every week until we do, which seems normal, except for the fact that basically they were. The regulations start to take, they've tried to take God out of the colleges, of the high schools, and now they're trying to control how parents can educate their children,
right?
Which is, you know, where homeschooling was birthed out of, to have that freedoms. And so our group ends up heading to Washington, D.C. to, to fight for those rights.
Well, I'll tell you, it is very, very telling and very much a part of what's going on in the news right now. And the truth is that that you, as Reverend Dave, I mean, you kind of bring together the fact that parents have a right to teach their children what they want to teach them, and the schools, especially in God's Not Dead, We the People, they receive an impromptu inspection from a progressive local government official who doesn't like the way the parents are homeschooling the children. And, you know, you are taken aback by what happens. And then you travel to Washington to testify in landmark congressional hearing that will determine the future of religious freedom in our country for years to come. I, of course, play a judge in the movie who's not very nice, but then sees the light. And, you know, people say to me, I didn't know you could act. I said, I'm not acting. When I was a judge, I was mean. So it was easy for me. But the movie is one that you know, you should be very proud of. And I know that, you know, is one that the public will enjoy because it really gets to the guts of what's going on. And it really goes into the souls of what those parents, all of those parents who were targeted as domestic terrorists by, you know, the school board in Virginia and in that gubernatorial race that Youngkin won. And it really brought it all to light. But this God's Not Dead, this trilogy, well, this is the fourth one. I mean, what are you trying to bring to the public, David?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, you know, we started out, the whole concept was just to bring conversations of God back into to make it to start the conversation again. Because if it doesn't, you know, if the conversations don't start, then people don't act and do anything. And, you know, when we originally started, it was based on all these court cases and all these about, you know, trying to pull God out of the colleges. And then we went into the high schools, and then it went into the community. And when, you know, this one came around, it just seemed like the most, you know, here we go again. Now, where is better to go than Washington, D.C.? And with everything going on today and you know, that has happened the last several years, where is that line of where the government has a right to reach into our homes and into our lives? And it just seems like more and more that line is being moved closer and closer and closer to us, that they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, it's really frightening, David. To kind of encapsulate it in this movie, it kind of makes it really more simple. And, you know, clear as to what they're doing. Because sometimes, you know, you read the news and you're like, yeah. And then you go on to something else. But this movie kind of puts it all together. And, you know, the message is very clear. And the direction of these leftist liberals, who are in the government, who have the ability to control us, who think that they can tell parents what to teach their kids, and that, you know, God basically has no place in school, when the truth is we're a nation founded on Judeo-Christian principles. But the franchise of God's Not Dead is a terrific one, and it's always sounding the alarm for faithful Christians and people of faith. It doesn't matter what religion, any people of faith. So tell the listeners where they can get this and where they can see it. When is the release date for the DVD?
Yeah, the DVD actually just came out. I want to say this, a couple things. Is, you know, it opened to 3 days in the theaters in October, as you had mentioned. And the funny thing was, it was a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, in part because, you know, the studios had backed up all these blockbusters. And so the theatrical time was very difficult to get this time around. Right. And that's why we chose to do this Fathom event with it. But what was amazing was that it was a callback almost to the first one, in that we had almost sold out performances in every performance of those three, you know, almost 600 screens with standing ovations occurring every night all over the country. And so what was amazing is that this movie has resonated so well with people. And now it's available on home entertainment. It just came out. It's everywhere. It's in all the, you know, Walmart, Targets, Redboxes, everywhere else. You can go to godsnotdead.com. But I also want to say this, is that, Judge, you are so wonderful in this movie. And yes, you're playing yourself, but you're also, what's amazing is you have a daughter in this movie, and you're really good. I'm excited about this cast. You know, Isaiah Washington, William Forsythe, Grammy Award winner. So many people are in this, Antonio Savoy Jr. But you, Judge, thank you very much for being in this. And again, you could have a, if you weren't doing all this radio and television, you know, I know you're super busy, but we would love to have you in more movies. You're really wonderful.
You're very kind, David. I appreciate it.
Well, the audience says it.
Well, you know what? It actually was fun, but let me just share this with everybody, David, because I laugh about it. We were in Oklahoma filming, and it was in the middle of the pandemic, and you know, somebody had COVID. I remember that day.
Yeah.
We're all geared up, ready to roll, and then everything gets shut down because of COVID. And so then, you know, we all go back and, you know, to our little individual trailers. Mine, of course, had no heat. It was freezing in Oklahoma. I mean, everything was going wrong that day, but God's not dead because the next day was great. So it was great, and it was great working with you. And I hope that all my listeners take advantage of the fact that it is a wonderful movie. It's the kind of movie you want to see around the holidays. You know, kind of it is a testament to the strength of people who believe in faith. And, you know, it is a microscope on how our rights are being challenged at every turn. So, David A.R. White, you are a superstar, obviously an actor and a producer, and I thank you for joining us on the Judge Jeanine Pirro Tunnel to Towers Foundation show. And my love to everyone. Take care, David.
Thank you so much, Jen.